Hi, welcome back to our podcast. I'm Emma.
I'm Skylar.
I'm Richie.
And I'm Jan.
Now let's get into it.
You know what it's like when you can't even trust your own family? Well, Natalie from the realistic fiction book, The Science of Breakable Thing, does. Who are the main characters in this book?
The main characters of the book are Natalie, her mom, her best friend Twig, and the new kid, Daddy.
What is the conflict that Natalie faces during this book?
The conflict that Natalie faces is that her mom isn't acting normal, and Natalie wants to find a way to fix it.
Also, she's always thinking about her mom and isn't focusing on her schoolwork.
Emma, what do you like most about the book?
I like that there was not just one conflict, but there are more than one.
Was there anything that you found interesting?
I found it interesting reading from Natalie's point of view of her mom and conflicts and problems.
Can you guys summarize the book for me?
So basically, Natalie seems like a typical 7th grade girl, but she isn't. She's actually having a lot of family problems at home.
You can't forget about the part where Twig and Natalie meet Derry and enter the egg drop contest.
Also, you guys didn't talk about the flower, which is the reason they entered the contest, and it is one of the most important parts, but you'll have to read the book to find out more.
Was there anything that you would change about the ending of this book?
I would have wanted to find out more about if the mom ever gets better.
See, I liked the ending because it left me wondering about the mom and if she was going to get better.
Was there anything you liked about the book?
One of the things I really, really love about this book is the way it presents mental illness. I think that in so many other books, this is presented as a topic that people should be embarrassed about or that topic that kids need to keep secret. And in this book, Tay Keller puts it all out there in a very honest and realistic way. She makes it common. She makes it okay to be dealing with mental illness or to love someone who's dealing with a mental illness. And she gives kids the tools to figure out how to get help if they're in a situation that's similar to Natalie's.
Next question is, was there something that you didn't like about the book?
There's nothing about this book that I didn't like, but there are some things about this book that I wish I knew more about. Specifically, I wish I knew more about the character Twig. I think she's awesome and really interesting and really fun to read about, so I would love to hear that Tay Keller was writing a companion novel from Twig's perspective so I could learn more about her.
Yeah.
Would you recommend this book to anybody, and why?
No,
I would recommend this book to 12 years old or older, because they can relate to the story.
Yeah, I agree with Jaren, but if I'm being specific, I think middle schoolers, boys and girls, would like it.
Okay, cool. So on a scale of 1 to 5, what would you rate it?
I'd probably rate this book a 4.
Why?
Probably because I enjoyed reading the book and found it very interesting.
Jaren, what about you?
I guess a 4 out of 5 too, because it's pretty interesting. But it was a little too predictable.
Okay, cool. Emma, what do you think?
I think I'd rate this book a 4 out of 5 because I agree with Jaren. It was a little bit too predictable, but I did think it was an interesting book.
Okay, in my opinion, I would probably rate this book a 3.5 because, well, it's not my type, and I don't really like this type of books. Would you recommend this book to anybody, and why?
No,
I would recommend this book to 12 years old or older, because they can relate to the story.
Yeah, I agree with Jaren, but if I'm being specific, I think middle schoolers, boys and girls, would like it.
Okay, cool. So on a scale of 1 to 5, what would you rate it?
I'd probably rate this book a 4.
Why?
Probably because I enjoyed reading the book and found it very interesting.
Jaren, what about you?
I guess a 4 out of 5 too, because it's pretty interesting. But it was a little too predictable.
Okay, cool. Emma, what do you think?
I think I'd rate this book a 4 out of 5 because I agree with Jaren. It was a little bit too predictable, but I did think it was an interesting book.
Okay, in my opinion, I would probably rate this book a 3.5 because, well, it's not my type, and I don't really like this type of books.
Did you like the book or did you not like the book?
So I liked the book, and what I really liked about it was how they really talked about how Natalie's struggled with her mom having depression, and it really seemed like it was real life to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, cool. How were you impressed? What was, like, your favorite part about the book?
I think my favorite part, I had two favorite parts. One was when the kids broke into the lab.
Me too. I thought that. Yeah. It was really exciting, like, a lot of action.
It totally was the exciting part of the book. That's what I liked, and it kind of showed how much, you know, they just worked together, but also, of course, they got in trouble. They shouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. I have to say that because I'm a school counselor. But the other piece I liked is when they talked about when Natalie was younger and when her mom was depressed at one point, she remembered laying in bed with her.
Yeah, and it was like
and
a twist.
She thought Natalie was sick, but her mom was actually.
Yeah, and I think that really kind of shows you, you don't even know somebody's depressed, and it kind of like, it allowed me during group guidance to talk to you kids about it and what depression really looks like. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What I found interesting about the book was like how they explained depression for younger people, and like you would probably think when they're making a depression book it's for older people, but they made it like in a child's perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was cool.
Definitely cool.
Because it was like relatable, like almost like you could like relate to Natalie in some ways. So.
What do you think was like the boringest part about the book?
You know, I felt like at some points, it felt like the book dragged a little bit for me. It was like the same thing kind of was happening over and over again, and I felt a little frustrated reading it, because I thought, you know, when you read a book, you want it to be a little bit more exciting.
Yeah.
But then I really thought about it, and I said, I think that's what the author was trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Like, if I had a parent that was depressed, I would think every day would kind of be the same almost.
Yeah, because you wouldn't, like, do anything fun with them. Like, it would just be, like, basic, like, normal, like, not really exciting.
If you would.
And I also felt it was a little frustrating for Natalie because I kind of thought she wanted to talk to her. I thought she wanted to talk to her dad, but her dad kept talking to her like she was a patient.
Yeah.
He was, like, trying to be a therapist to her.
Yeah, and she'd get mad about that because, like, she doesn't like when he talks to her like that, and she just wants to talk to her like her dad, not like he's a therapist and, like, she's a patient.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Good point.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate the book?
Scale of 1 to 10, I would give it a 9, I would say. A 9 because it was very interesting and I think relatable for you guys and something that we could talk about and had to do with mental health, and that's something that I chat about.
Yeah.
And who would you recommend it to?
I would recommend it to anybody in elementary and middle school, but I also would recommend it to some of my family members, because I think everyone can learn from this, and they can use it for their kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.